You are listening to Real World News.
Another march of silence took place in Uruguay to seek truth and justice for the disappeared people.
Thousands of people marched in the capital city of Uruguay, Montevideo, to demand truth and justice with reference to the crimes and forced disappearance of hundreds of people by the armed forces that took over the political power during 12 years, from 1973 to 1985 in that country. Last Sunday, just as every year since 1995, the Association Mothers and Family Members of the Detained Disappeared and a long list of other organizations held a march of silence where thousands of people marched down the main avenue of the city to demand explanations about the fate of hundreds of Uruguayan people who were arrested during the military regime and who to this day were never found. This date marks the appearance in Buenos Aires on May the 20th, 1976, of the bodies of Selmar Michelini and Héctor Gutiérrez Ruiz, Uruguayan lawmakers who were murdered in Argentina by a military command in the context of the Operation Condor. In this operation, Rosario Barredo and William Whitlow were also murdered. They were members of the resistance to the dictatorship and were at the time exiled in Argentina, as were thousands of Uruguayan men and women. This date also coincides with the birth of the current Uruguayan president, José Mujica, who despite having an absolute majority in parliament, hasn't been able to eliminate in his 2 years in office the laws that protect the impunity of the people responsible for the disappearances. However, after the recent finding of remains of disappeared people near military barracks as a result of the intense work by university forensic anthropologists who are working without official clues, the pact of secret by the former repressor seems to be starting to break. In the last 6 months, the body of teacher Julio Castro was found. Castro was kidnapped when he was 68 years old and tortured to death. In addition, in the same military field, the remains of Aldo Perrine, who was tortured and killed by members of the army in Colonia Department in 1974, were also found. These findings have triggered new investigations targeted to retired military officers, although a more active attitude by the government with reference to this is demanded. In this way, one of the challenges ahead is the establishment of a National Institute of Human Rights and the recognition by the state on June the 4th of the institutional responsibility for the violation of these rights during the dictatorship. The march was held as every year in absolute silence, only broken by the reading of the names of the people disappeared, even those of Castro and Perrini, who are formally no longer disappeared. When arriving to Plaza Libertad, the crowd sang the national anthem with special emphasis on the lyrics "Tyrants Tremble." These two words were a metaphor of the resistance against tyranny during the long military dictatorship. The annual mobilization in Uruguay took place a few days before the beginning of a denunciation work to identify the people responsible of crimes against humanity in Brazil that also suffered the dictatorship between 1964 and 1985. This prompted President Dilma Rousseff to create last May the 16th a truth commission in charge of drafting a report about state terrorism in the country between 1946 and 1988.
You are listening to Real World News.